So, Bruce McCaw, you've just flipped the switch to power up a brand new radio station, KJEM, honoring the legacy of your father, J. Elroy McCaw. Your thoughts on the event today?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, you know, I'm not sure I'd thought about the experience before I got here. And flying in, we flew around the transmitting tower and then had a visit to the transmitting site. And to come here and see the reality of it, it's a big day.
A day of pride?
Absolutely.
This day is 76 years to the day when your father put his first radio station on the air, KELA. That station became the basis for a broadcasting empire. I assume it's from that somewhat safe to guess that radio's played a significant role in your life?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to the radio, and then, you know, we were always around it. You know, we'd go to the stations and things like that with Dad, and, you know, we'd get in the control room, sometimes create a little havoc. But it was fun. I mean, in Centralia, I mean, I started going to KELA when as young as I can remember, and sitting in the studios and, you know, occasionally getting on the air. But, you know, just seeing the whole experience of what radio was. And Dad was a great believer in radio. And even when TV came along and, you know, a lot of the broadcasting owners thought TV would crush radio and they were selling out, Dad was a real believer that radio had a long future.
Had to be a tough gamble to make at that time. I mean, TV was coming down the tracks like the proverbial locomotive.
It was, and he didn't really have a lot of money. I mean, he leveraged everything. But, I mean, the great thing was a lot of people selling would finance the sales, so he didn't need a lot of money sometimes. And it all worked out.
Let's talk about jazz a little bit. KJM is going to be a jazz format, is a jazz format. It's on the air right now playing jazz. Jazz has been also a large component in the tradition of the McCaws. Can you talk about that?
Well, I think we've always just enjoyed the music. I mean, I don't know that we have a strong connection with jazz per se, other than just it's great music and enjoy listening to it.
A little more generally, we've got a horizon littered right now with pads, pods, Pandoras. Give me your prognosis on the health of radio. Where's it going?
Well, I think radio is still here to stay. And, you know, the difference of what radio produces versus what you get out of canned music or anything else is it's a very different product. And, you know, I think radio will continue to have its place in that world.
Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Bruce McCaw.